Wendy Day is a long-standing activist in and around hip-hop music and culture through her organization, Rap Coalition. And you can follow her on Twitter, at Rap Coalition. That's her Twitter handle. She's also the author of a new book. It's called, and I have to get the title of this straight, because some places it's reproduced as How to... Well, let's bring Wendy on, and she could clear this up for me. Wendy, welcome to Nonfiction at the WPAI.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Wendy, I'm excellent. And Wendy, your book, which title is the subtitle and which is the title? Because I've seen it reproduced both ways.
I use them interchangeably, don't I?
Yeah.
It's a series, and the series is called The Knowledge to Succeed, and this is the first book in the series, and it's how to get a record deal. Harry, it's the number one question that artists ask me as I travel around the country. So I had to write this one first. I had no choice.
But because you're Wendy Day and because of your particular, I would say, political bent, that is to say the way you see things, and I don't mean in terms of Democratic or Republican, but I mean in terms of the way you see these issues, the issues that I was speaking of just before you came on, you knew it couldn't just be a how to get a record deal, just go through the facts. You had to talk about it in a truthful, direct way.
Exactly. You know, I've always felt that as long as you have all of the facts, you can make an informed decision. And while I would never talk somebody out of going to get a record deal, because not all artists are entrepreneurial, I mean, it certainly makes sense for some artists to have record deals because that's the best that they can do, you know? I'd never talk someone out of doing it. But I would want them to have all of the facts and understand exactly what they are getting into and understand exactly the ramifications of any contract or paperwork that they sign.
This is your position. Your position is that a record deal, if you want to get it, you have to be knowledgeable about what the issues are. And I'm sure you've seen any number. You've seen any number of certainly contracts, met with any number of artists who didn't even look at what they were signing.
Just this week. Yes, Harry, I've been doing this for 21 years, and still, just this week, I have an artist who came to me and said, this is what I signed, and he hadn't read it. He didn't know what was in it.
Wow. again, this is exactly the reason I started Grind by Design. You can go to Grind by Design. That's GRINDXDESIGN. .com, Grind by Design. It's an X, like you might even say Grind Multiplied by Design. And the idea behind the title is, grind is the word that's used in hip hop that talks about struggling and working hard and going at it. But my thinking is that it's one thing to work hard, but it's another thing to work hard and work smart. And you work smart with information. So you have to work hard, but you also have to know what you're doing. And I think that we see a lot of people who grind, both Wendy and I. But as she just said, some of them aren't working smart. You know, they'll sign contracts that don't have anything to do with reality for them or anyone else, and then later look at them and say, what was I doing? Why did you write this book, Wendy?
Because I had to, and I'm not being flip with that answer. It's been a book that's a long time coming. The whole series has been a long time coming. I feel that with the explosion of the internet over the past decade, that we have more and more information at our disposal. The problem is not all of the information that we're getting is accurate or factual. And I found that a lot of the people that are writing about the music business aren't even in the music business. You know, I felt it was important for me to write a book about how to get a record deal because I've done so many record deals. I've actually shopped and negotiated artists into deals. I've even negotiated artists out of deals. Fortunately, none of my own deals I've ever had to negotiate an artist out of. But, you know, for 21 years, I've been getting people out of bad deals and into good deals. And I felt that for me to not write about it was an incredible disservice. So last year, I took 4 months off to write this. And it's the hardest thing I've ever done because I'm not good at not doing 50 different things at once. I love to focus. It's not that I don't like to focus. It's that I like to be stimulated by a lot of different things. So for me to just take 4 months and write was very difficult.
The thing I love about the book is that the language is incredibly direct and frank, and you almost get the impression that this was something that it's almost as though you're talking to the person who reads it. It doesn't seem like
Absolutely. It's like we're sitting on a sofa together.
Yes.
And, you know, as I speak around the country, Harry, that's the one thing people come up to me and say, like, you know, I've been to a ton of seminars, I've heard a lot of people speak, but when you speak, I get it. And I try to keep it very simple. You know, I try not to swear. I've got a mouth like a sailor. But I just try to keep it very basic and very real as if I'm sitting next to somebody on a sofa so that they really understand, because it's too important for somebody to miss what I'm saying.
That quality is right there in the writing. I mean, I deal with a lot of books.
I'm so thankful.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you could have written it saying, well, I want to impress people with my skills as a writer, or I want the language or the allusions to be, you know, literary. But you just talked. You talked, and it comes through, and it's really direct, and it's wonderful. And that's why I wanted you to be one of my first presenters at Grind by Design. Again,
I
Grind.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait either. I think this is going to be really incredible. Grind by Design, again, it's an 8-week telecourse, and I've involved some of the people that, and, you know, what's really interesting to me about this process is that when I asked people to be expert presenters at Grind by Design, to in many cases come down to the studio to talk on the phone to these individuals, to the individuals who sign up, many just said yes immediately. It was like they were just really almost waiting to be asked. I mean, my good friend Chuck D, my mentor, is notorious for taking often forever to get back to me on things, you know, because he's so busy and so many people always throwing things at him. But I said, Chuck, I want you to talk to people about the critical nature of international touring. I want you to talk to people about why it's important that U.S. artists get out of the country and tour and see other places. And he said, I'll do it, which is like, which almost shocked me because Chuck never does like that. I asked Amir Khalib Thompson, better known as Questlove of the Roots. He's the drummer on the Jimmy Fallon show to do the same thing. He was actually on tour in Europe, and through his manager got back to me and said, yes, you'll do it. So I'm just really thankful to all the people who, people like Wendy Day, like Dan Booth of Booth Suite, like Vanessa L. Satin of Double XL, Lena West, who you met last week, who has also been a key person in getting me to understand the technology and see how this is possible, and who's going to be presenting on social media, or Arthur Wiley, who is a self-made film executive who's written a book called Only the Crazy and Fearless Win Big. And he's going to be our last presenter. He's going to be talking. I wanted he and Wendy to kind of bookend this. Wendy's talking about this kind of factual issue of what to do around the record deal. Well, Arthur's going to talk about having the right mindset, how to be audacious in your thinking, how to not be, you know, poor or self-negating, but to actually be positive and go forward. And he's great with that. DJ Premier, the legendary DJ producer of Gangstar, is going to be talking about production and songwriting. And DJ Drama is going to be talking about mixtapes. And these are all critical aspects of hip-hop culture. As you can tell by this lineup, I went to the best. I didn't just go to people, you know, kind of in the middling there who are trying to get on. I went to people who have reputations, and I'm not finished yet. I'm still waiting for some people to say yes. You know, but I'm really, really excited about Grind by Design. Again, it's going to be taking place between August 15th and October 3rd. And you know, I've been doing nonfiction here at WBAI for over 9 years, and you cannot count, because this is the very first time I've come to my show, really promoting almost anything I'm doing, whether it's speaking or certainly anything having to do with an event like this kind. So you know if I'm doing this, like, it's really important and really serious. So whether you're a hip-hop fan, whether you have, maybe you have a grandson or a granddaughter who wants to get into the music business, maybe you're a person who wants to get into the business yourself, maybe you have kids at your church who are always talking about how they want to get into the business but don't know anybody, You could do worse than to go to GrindXDesign, that's grindbydesign.com, and register for this course. It's not a free course, but it's less than a Benjamin. If you don't know what a Benjamin is, ask your grandkids and they'll tell you. Wendy Day, what are the biggest challenges you see in terms of getting artists to understand what they're dealing with and confronting when they enter the music business? What's the biggest obstacle?
I think the biggest obstacle is many artists see the fame and the excitement. You know, they see the lights. They want to step on stage. They want to hear 10,000 fans screaming their name. The hard part is getting them to understand how it really works. It's a very closed industry. It's a very difficult industry to pierce. So from the outside looking in, you can't really see the intricacies. And the hard part is getting an artist to look past the fame, beyond the excitement and the fun, and see exactly how it works, how to build a career, how to get on, if you will, in the music business. And once you are on, how to maintain success and have a system of checks and balances in place so that you reap all of the rewards that you are due from the hard work.
That's wow.
The hard part.
People have the fantasy about what it's going to be like, but they don't see, until they're doing it, they don't understand why people often say it's a job.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think we live in a reality TV culture, you know, so a lot of times people think that what they see is real and what they see on the surface is the depth. And in the music industry, that's not the case. In the music industry, it's a very small, tight, closed circle if you're trying to get into the industry of music. And it's very difficult to pierce that circle. And the reason that the folks at the top have made it so difficult is they want you to go through them. They want to be the gatekeepers. They want you to have to come to them and do percentage splits where, oh, if you want to get into the music industry, you have to sign to my record label or my production company, and it's going to cost you somewhere between, you know, 50% to 88% of all your income for the next 7 to 10 years. And there's so many artists that are willing to do that because they're so desperate for the fame and the excitement, they don't realize that if they just took the time to learn how to, they could pierce the circle themselves. It's a little more time consuming, but it's certainly very possible.
I think those of our listeners who know nothing about the music industry but know about issues of power and exploitation can hear in Wendy's words the fact that these systems are really just analogous to each other. They're just different versions of the same thing. We could take everything you've just said, Wendy, and put oil company in its place, or, you know, agriculture business, you
banking.
Know, conglomerate, banking.
Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, and it'd be the exact same statement. I want you, my good listeners, to go to grindbydesign.com. That's GRINDXDESIGN.com. Grindbydesign.com. And I want you to register yourself or register someone else to be part of this experiment in knowledge transfer. I've pulled together, as I said, some of the most incredible names in the music business. People like Wendy Day, who is certainly at this point one of our legends in terms of working not to massage the industry, but to correct the industry. People like Chuck D, or like DJ Premier, or DJ Drama, or Young Guru, or Questlove of the Roots. All these people are going to be part of this exploration in information. Please go, grindbydesign.com. Wendy, thanks so much for being our guest today on Nonfiction and at WBAI. Her book is called The Knowledge to Succeed, How to Get a Record Deal. It's an ebook, 2011 ebook. You can find it on wendyday.com.
Absolutely. It's available on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, but there's links at my website, which is wendyday.com.
Wendy, thanks for being our guest today on Nonfiction and at WBAI.
Thanks for having me, Harry. It was my pleasure. I love you to death.